Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Hey guys, welcome to the Paralyzed recap episode. We're just going to kind of recap season one and talk about Paralyzed. This way people can kind of get a heads up for what's to come. I'm here with JJ.
Yeah, JJ.
And JJ is the voice of Ethan in season one.
Hi.
And I'm Robert, who is the writer and now editor and star.
And owner and
of the show. I don't know. Right now, just those things. I actually, you know what? Let's not get into it yet. Let's just recap what we heard in Paralyzed. Paralyzed started, I think we started releasing in like 2015, and we just wrapped up season one.
Yay!
So it took us a while, but we finally got through it all. I think there's, if you count the Rutherford files, which are the short episodes in between the chapters, I think it's like 20-something episodes. So it took us a while to get them out. We started on a schedule, but then quickly broke that, and now we're trying to get back on a schedule.
We should discuss that. I mean, this is a season one.
I mean,
recap,
that's what,
right?
Yeah. And that's what I want to do. When we started, Jonathan was editor and star. Me and him, Jonathan used to do like pretty much all the fictional stuff. He would edit all the fictional stuff for us at Shark Dropper. What happened was we got together, and he said he wanted to do a horror podcast. So I told him this idea I had that I wrote a script a long time ago. I told him it was a movie script, but I could probably break it into segments and kind of drag it out and make like an actual series. So he said, yeah, but let's do something that's more psychological, not like a zombie type story. So I said, that's fine. So I did that, and Jonathan liked it. It got to the point where it was just a lot of time editing, and it's hard to, like, when you write and you record and then you also edit these episodes, they're only 20 minutes, but all that time that takes to do all that stuff takes, like, 30 hours. I mean, it's about an hour to edit a minute of podcast. So with that on Jonathan's plate, along with Doppel Avenue Hurt, which was the other fictional podcast that we were kind of going with in season format at Shark Dropper, and then along with some other ones that we do, it was just a lot. So eventually Jonathan, you know, he was pursuing his own career. He ended up joining a band, so he ended up having to drop out, and
he didn't have the time. He was doing a lot of work,
right?
The amount of work he was doing as far as editing Doppel and Paralyzed,
voicing characters, everything,
yeah. Having people over to record, you guys are basically splitting the work, but he was doing a lot, and he had to pursue his own career.
Yeah, and when he did, that's when we were like, ah, crap, like, what are we going to do? And he still voiced a lot of the characters, or he still voiced David, but he couldn't edit the show anymore. So we were kind of at a standstill for a while, and that's why episodes weren't getting out as quickly as we wanted them to. So it was really like, and I hate doing it. I hate making people wait 3 months for like the next episode, but we were just like trying to figure things out.
How often were you releasing the first year?
The plan was to release like a whole chapter week by week, because a chapter would be either 3 or 4 episodes. So it would be like release a chapter for like a whole month, release it every week, take like a month off, come back, release the next chapter, take a month off, release the next chapter. And I liked that format. That way people weren't waiting as long, and it gave us time to edit and do all that kind of stuff. But, you know, just with life getting in the way, it just ended up being still too much.
Yeah. Paralyzed actually is one of the most downloaded podcasts.
It's our most popular podcast.
Yeah. Did you expect that at all?
No. That was another thing, is Jonathan and Kyle, who voices Seth in Paralyzed. Kyle's part of Doppel Avenue Hurt also, which is the other fictional film noir spoof that we do. Like, I remember that was the first fictional one that we did, and we were just like, oh, this is pretty cool. People seem to like it. Let's do the horror one, because that was something that Jonathan really wanted to mess around with, like the sound effects and everything. He thought it would be really cool. So when we did that, I thought it would be like popular, but not that popular, because I was writing it wise, I was kind of going slower than most podcasts, fictional podcasts I listen to, which are more like in your face action, quick dialogue. And I was kind of going more psychological with it. And I thought that that might turn people off, but it seemed like a lot of people actually liked it.
Yeah. And at the time, I remember we were focusing really hard on Doppel Avenue Hurt. Like Doppel Avenue Hurt was the baby for Shark Dropper, and we were caring for that baby very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then when this started to take off, I was like, well, wait a second.
Right.
We have something here. Like this is getting more downloads. People are liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one point getting messages on Facebook from people that I didn't even know were listening
to it.
Like, hey, when's the next episode coming out? Like, I really want to listen to it. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I probably posted it like one time on my Facebook, like a year ago. And here he is, like, I really want to hear this. Like, come on.
And we got a lot of emails too about people saying, "Hey, when's the next episode?" One of the reviews that we got on iTunes was a 2-star review where the guy was like, "Fantastic podcast, doesn't release enough." And I'm like, "God damn! Like, if we just released more, he would have given us 5 stars." But I can't blame people for that too.
Yeah.
Like, people don't want to wait 3 months for the next episode or 5 months for the next episode. So
and by that time, they forget.
Right, you forget the story, and that was another complaint that some people had, where they were forgetting what the story was by the time the next episode came out. So, anyways, because of all that, and because Jonathan had to drop out, I took over editing, which he showed me, and I guess no one really noticed too much. I'm sure you can kind of tell the editing, because Jonathan went to school for it. He just ran down some things for me, and I kind of just put it together the best I could for chapter, because I edited chapters 4 and 5, which were the last 2 chapters, so about 6 episodes I edited. And it took a long time because I didn't know what I was doing, but the more I did it, the faster and I think the better I got at it. But no one really seemed to really complain about it, so I'm hoping that it's okay and that it just kind of flows good, like, you know, in a way. I mean, I don't know, like, I hope that when people are listening to chapters like 1, 2, and 3, it doesn't just abruptly kind of feel different for chapters 4 and 5.
It didn't feel different for me.
Yeah, well, and then also chapter 5, I ended up, that was the last chapter 4 was the last chapter that Jonathan couldn't, like, he just was like, after that I can't really record anymore, because he was just too busy. So I was like, okay, and I didn't want to make people wait any longer, so I needed to recast. I tried asking some other friends, but, like, I was trying to find somebody who had a similar voice to Jonathan, so it didn't seem so abrupt. But I ended up just recording it myself, and I was like, well, at least this way I can record and get the episodes out faster, because it'll be me recording, writing, and editing it. So
you get any comments about that?
No, no one said anything about David changing voices.
5 minutes later, we finally passed the closed office building. No one would enter the place for about another 4 or 5 months. We drove through the parking lot and onto another dirt road.
The room spun faster and faster. I opened the plastic lid and pulled out a piece of turkey. I stared at it. Hearing Jen vomit and staring at a wet, slimy piece of meat made my stomach churn. Oh, shit. And actually, no, 2 people did say, like, it didn't really faze me.
Nice.
Two friends of mine, at least, like, they said that they listened to it and they, didn't really faze them. So I'm like, okay, that's good, because I can notice it. But I don't, I guess,
you're
like,
obviously recording it.
Right.
You're editing it, so.
And I try to do, like, a little bit of a deeper voice to try to match Jonathan's, but after a while I'm like, I'm just gonna do my own.
David's voice changes like 4 times.
Yeah. It just becomes lighthearted and nice. Now, I mean, I'm hoping that because of that, and because we finally, you know, I finally got the last episode out, I want to say 2 months ago, that was the finale, and that was a 50-minute episode. That took me forever to edit, but it finally came out, and I was just happy that it's finally, like, their season 1. It took over 2 years, but, you know, now it's there. Now we're on a schedule. Now we have, you know, I'm the main character, so we won't have to wait for voices and hopefully, you know.
Yeah, and then you killed off everybody who wasn't putting out voices anyway.
Right, yeah, exactly. Which was intended. I mean, that's part of the story, not that I got mad at people and decided to cut them out.
Yeah.
Although I will say, maybe I shouldn't even say all this, but whatever. When Jonathan created the trailer for Paralyzed in the beginning, my initial thought was to have three characters live. I wanted to have David, Jen, and Ethan live. But then when Jonathan made the trailer for the show, after I already wrote the first like two chapters, he had where like his character David,
everyone's dead.
He said that. So I'm like, well, I guess I could have everyone die. It was the reason why I did it was because of season two. There was things I wanted to happen in season two, but I'm like, I could still have those things happen if everyone died. So yeah, I just ended up kind of changing a few things and spoiler, everyone dies besides David. But oh, yeah. Hopefully you're listening
yeah, you should probably listen
to the show before you listen to this.
We said after the spoiler.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Nah, I mean, overall, I still think it, like, turned out really well. And like you said, like, it's people seem to really like it. And the biggest complaint we ever got was just not releasing enough. Hmm. So that's my goal now. That's why I wanted to do this recap episode, is to kind of let people know why it took so long. And like what we plan on doing in the future to kind of get the episodes out faster.
What's your goal for episode release over the next?
Well, all right. So the plan is right now I'm currently writing and recording season two. I'm hoping to get season two starting to release in October for Halloween. That'll be when season two starts. I'm either going to stick to the release a chapter a month, take like three or four weeks off, then release another chapter and do it that way. I think that's what I'm going to do. Ideally, I would like to have just an episode releasing every 2 weeks, but I don't know if I could keep up with that due to the other fictional podcasts I'm currently working on too. Plus, I don't want it to like... I just think like the format of doing it a month, taking a month off, would give me that time to kind of really work on the story aspect of it and not rush things. So that's my goal. So hopefully, I'm not even going to say hopefully, it will be releasing. The first chapter of season two will be releasing in October,
nice.
First week of October. So that gives me plenty of time to get it going. I've already written that much into it. So
how long is the season going to last? Is it going to be a year?
I don't know if it'll be a year. I think it's going to be like, it'll take place within a year. I'm probably like 8 months or something like that. That'll be, if I'm doing that kind of format, it's going to be another like 5 or 6 chapters, kind of how season one was. There's also going to be the little, it won't be Rutherford Files stories in between that fill in kind of the gaps of the story and tie it together at the end. It's going to be a different kind of little sneak peek in between each chapter to kind of tie in a bigger story. So you'll have like those little episodes in between the chapters too to kind of fill in some more story.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. But yeah, October is definitely when you'll start hearing Paralyzed again. I also want to say, and this I'll stress, Paralyzed isn't under Shark Dropper anymore. It's actually under a new production company called Seven Lamb. And I actually went back and redid the intros. So if you haven't listened to Paralyzed again or listened to any of the past episodes you've already listened to, it should have a new intro, new intro music, say Seven Lamb Presents, new credits, everything like that to kind of keep it uniform. Because we're not under Shark Dropper Studios anymore. We're under Seven Lamb Productions, which is the one... kind of branching off from Shark Dropper, and Seven Lamb is going to specialize in specifically fictional podcasts like Paralyzed.
Instead of
non-fictional, sitting around talking, rating movies and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like there's other podcasts under Shark Dropper that weren't fictional podcasts that we did, but I wanted to kind of separate the two. I like doing the fictional stuff. It just takes a lot of work, but I wanted to kind of explore more genres. We have comedies coming out, all kinds of different shows coming out soon. So I wanted to kind of separate the two. So it'll be specifically fictional maybe eventually we'll have a non-fictional podcast, but right now it's going to be just fictional stuff.
So Paralyzed is going to be released, or season two, on 7LAMB.
On 7LAMB, okay. Yeah. So if you go to, as of right now, we're working on the website. It'll be 7LAMB.com. It might not be up right now, but it should be up within the month. And then you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/7LAMB, and that's S-E-V-E-N, LAMB. And you can see the podcasts we have up right now that are the fictional stuff that we're releasing under the new company name.
Okay. So make sure you follow them on...
Yeah, we're on Instagram, and we're going to be on Facebook. And if you go to Blog Talk, that's where you can see like all the new stuff. But I'm trying to get it to where on iTunes, you'll be able to type in 7LAMB, and it'll just pull up all of our podcasts. The problem is right now, I think Blog Talk's just... They don't have it coded where... You can search for the author of podcasts. You can only search for, like, the title. So I need to get it all under that one roof of 7LAMB Productions.
So if I'm following Paralyzed mm-hmm. in my podcast app,
right,
will it still show up, season two?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll still be on. It's going to be on the same feed and everything. It's just that if you like Paralyzed and you're like, oh, I want to see what else 7LAMB puts out there, you'll have to search specifically for the podcast name, not 7LAMB. So I'm trying to get it to where if you search for 7LAMB on iTunes, it'll pop up with all of our stuff.
Yeah, I've noticed that. That's actually a little frustrating.
It is, and I'm trying to get that fixed. I'm working with the people over at Blog Talk to try to figure out how we can get it all under one roof. Because like if you go to blogtalk.com/7LAMB, you can see all of our stuff under there, and I just want that to be the same for with iTunes or SoundCloud or anywhere else where people yeah. are downloading from. That way they don't have to look specifically for the name of the podcast. I think that just makes it harder.
Of course.
So, yeah, it'll be under the same feed. So, you know, like I said, two more months and we'll start releasing season two of Paralyzed.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure a lot of people are excited for.
I think so. I think it's good. Without getting too much into it, I do want to just say that, like, season two is going to pick up with David and like what he's going through, and it's going to be kind of another kind of scenario that he gets himself into. I don't want to say too much, but that's what it's going to be. And I also will say that Roland, who is the lead detective in the Rutherford Files short stories, is going to play a bigger part in season two.
Detective Emily Roland, August 21st, 7:33 p.m. Detective Philip Kent and I are just reaching the scene of the incident.
Really? The tape recorder again?
And I think that's kind of cool because I kind of set up that character throughout and I'm bringing them kind of together in season two. And then there's going to be a bunch of new characters, one which you may even voice.
Yay.
If you do a different voice than Ethan.
Yay. So. I ran through like a ton of different voices I can give Robert, and he's just like, no.
Nothing goofy. No, it no. can't be like this isn't our comedy podcast where you can do like a crazy voice or something. I want it to be grounded in realism, which I will say that like when Kyle started doing the Seth voice, he did like that kind of nerdy, kind of annoying voice, but it ended up working. And at first I wasn't like sure about it. It ended up working.
Mm. Open up, asshole.
Hey, Seth.
Jesus, man. Are you still sick?
Yeah, kind of.
Looks like you need sleep.
So, you know, everybody tries like their own thing. And
yeah, I was just trying to do my normal voice the entire season.
Yeah, that was your normal voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Nothing special.
But
it's just me and bad acting. Gosh.
Nah, it's not that bad.
It's funny that everybody says that, and then I listen to myself, and I'm like, gosh, I'd get fired if I was in Hollywood.
Yeah, but I feel the same way about me. Like, when I'm doing the voice acting, I'm like, I should have done this line better. I should have did this one better. But, I mean, I think, like, you're just more critical of yourself. But who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. There are times it's like, all right, here's a scene. You're fighting. You're telling a story of the monsters, and you're reminiscing, and... It's very emotional.
Oh, I know. You're talking about the finale.
I pour my heart out into it, and then I fucking listen to it, and it's just shit. And I'm like, wow, I thought I'm like putting myself in tears, like trying to think back of bad memories. And I listen to it and it's just like, yeah, and I was really scared and
There's several of them. I don't know exactly how many, but those things, I've seen them.
How did you survive? Where were you?
The front office. I was stuck there. After that one attacked us on the bikes, I was able to fend it off, but it chased me. I took cover in the front office. It kept coming back, though. Then one night, I attempted to make it back to the cabin, and the creature attacked. I killed it, and that's when more showed up.
Yeah, you're definitely talking about the finale episode where you come back and explain like where you've been the whole time.
It was a little drama too, because it was one time.
Right. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I went to Jonathan's house to record.
Yeah,
and I recorded everything. Left like a week later, he calls me and he's like, "Hey, I want you to come listen to this again." Mm. I'm like, "Okay." So it's you know, it's he put all the scene together. And him, he's like pouring his soul out. And he's doing like really good. Like his voice is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then every time I talk, it's just awful. So I forget what episode it was. I think it was in
chapter three. It was like after everybody like got separated in the woods. Yeah, and then you guys came back to the cabin. Yeah. Right?
So he's like, "Can I get more out of you?" Mm. And I'm like, "Absolutely." Like, yeah. So I told him, like, leave me alone in the room. So I went in the room and I was like method acting. Mm-hmm. I thought about the scene over and over. I got myself to get into like tears, like literal tears. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right. So he comes back in. I do this amazing recording. Absolutely fantastic. At the end of it, I was like, wow. And he was like, that was great. I'm like, mm-hmm. Sweet, awesome. So then the episode comes out. Came out like a while later.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm so excited. So excited. Put it on, play it. And then I hear it, and I'm like, no freaking way. I swear Jonathan used the old recording. Like, he didn't use a new one.
Are you sure, though?
I texted him, I'm like, hey, did you use the new recording? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, that's the new one. And I'm like, it kind of sounds like the same monotone, you know, the old one. He's like, no, that's it.
He was holding the axe firmly in his hand.
David, thank God.
Ethan ran upstairs to join me. He took a quick scan of the loft.
Is it just you?
I nodded.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
Have you heard from anyone else?
The scream stopped an hour ago.
Jesus. Well, there has to be others. Who the hell was that?
And wow. My pet theory is... I outshined him in acting. I did so well that he chose to be like, no way, can't have JJ outperforming me. Jonathan, if you're listening to this, that's my theory. I outacted you and you put the old one. Or I really did just suck.
I mean, it's one of the, either I was amazing or I sucked.
Or I just like, I sucked even more. Like, so there is more recordings of me sucking more.
I mean, yeah, I don't know that much. Like, Jonathan was still editing at that point all the way through chapter three. But, you know, I've listened to all the episodes. I don't think you were ever, like, that bad. I mean, I think everybody's an amateur. None of us are, like, actors. We're just doing our best. Yeah, right? I think people can tell. But, yeah, we just do our best. I will say, and this is probably, like, I want to say, like, a few people have said that they did not like Jen's voice. Our friend Julia recorded for Jen. They said
the detective?
No. That's Roland. Jen is the main girl.
Yeah.
They didn't like her because she talked too slow. And I've heard a lot of people say it just didn't match up with, like, the other characters. Which, like, I can kind of see. But that's also, like, Julia was just doing, like, a different voice. She did work for us in... Doppel Avenue Hurt, too.
She's an amazing voice actor.
Yeah, she does all kinds of voices. So she can do a ton of different things, and she's, like, really good at it. And she also lives in L.A., so she has to send us the audio recordings, we're not sitting there kind of directing her. She just has to kind of read the script and go from there and record herself and send them to us. So, like, I can see how they're kind of maybe, like, a little bit off, and that might be part of the reason. But also, like, maybe just people didn't like the voice, like, at all. I don't know. I mean, like, I can kind of see it both ways.
Yeah.
We didn't get to talk much in there, but I'm happy you're going.
Why wouldn't I go?
I just thought that maybe you wouldn't want to go because of me. Plus, Ethan said you've been under the weather. I'm just glad you're going.
You know, Jen, I'm not going to lie to you, but it helps knowing that Derek won't be there.
I figured it would. That's why I told him not to come.
It didn't... At first, I wasn't, like, too keen on it, but then eventually, like, it kind of just... I think it worked out well. And then, like, later on, like, when it starts getting action-y and stuff, I think she is fine.
Nails it.
Yeah.
She does pretty good.
Because it definitely, like, gets, like, really action-y, like, more towards the end and stuff. There's, like, a lot more tension. So there's a lot more screaming and yelling and panting and, you know, fighting. So I think it all worked out. But, you know, overall, like, the story, like, is just kids in a cabin. And I kind of wanted to, like, do something that was like that because I thought it would be, you know, there's only really 8 characters. So besides, like, a few side characters here and there. But there's only really 8 characters. So I figured getting 8 of us to record, that way it's just a lot easier. When you do something that's a little bit bigger, you just need a lot more, like, mm-hmm. production. Like, there's just a lot more production that goes into it. So I figured, like, sticking to a cabin, sound effects won't be anything, like, too crazy. Although it did start getting harder when I was doing, like... The baby creature attacking Seth and, like, ripping through the door. Or, like, the whole finale where they're, like, running in the car chase and trying to hotwire the car and all that kind of stuff. It did get a little bit much there. But overall, I
sounded
think
it was... good,
though. Yeah. I think it worked out. Yeah.
Sounded great.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, season 2 is going to be a little bit... I don't know. Season 2 is going to still have that same feel. And I'm getting somebody else to actually work on the music for me. So I actually just bought a ton of music to use for season 2.
Nice.
And they're making, like, some of it's, like, he's already pre-rendered, like, already made the music. But then he's also making me some tracks to put into it. So that'll be cool. Hopefully people like season 2. It's going to be, you know, similar to season 1, but, like, expand the story. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And hopefully released a lot faster.
And that's the biggest thing. This is almost like an apology podcast because, like, I just feel
so
bad.
Please don't stop listening.
Yeah, don't stop listening. We're going to get episodes out faster. I know it's still, like, 2 months away for season 2, but at least we're warning you this time. And after that, I'm really hoping that it won't be. You'll never have to wait more than a month for, like, an episode. And then, you know, we'll keep a steady release.
And we're not making money on this. This is just for your entertainment.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, I have to spend the money to buy the music and the sound effects and, like, put in the time and effort. I have another job. I mean, it's just...
Robert's working, like, 80 hours a week.
Yeah, just trying to do this
stuff.
Just
to entertain people because he likes it. You know? I mean, hopefully you make money one day. I mean, that's kind
of... I mean, that's the goal. But, as of right now, it's more of, like, a hobby / passion. And, you know, like... people can donate and stuff like that. We had a donation button on our website. As of right now, we're still working on the 7 Lamb website, so hopefully I can get something up so people can donate if they want to. And I'm going to be setting up a Patreon page. You can look up 7 Lamb Productions, and you can donate on there too, anything from $1 or more. And all of that goes to really, like, I want to say equipment, because we had problems with these mics before we started this podcast. But yeah, equipment, software, sound effects, music, actors. I mean, like, you know, I pay people to come in and, like, help me, like, record, like, different things and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
So
yeah. I haven't seen a dime.
Well, you'll see some stuff later on. Most of it's, like, the people who help me, like, edit some stuff too. But
I'm being underpaid here.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see if you'll get more.
Well, I'm taking my business to L.A. You'll never see me again. Now,
I'm a professional voice actor from
Listen to Parallel. Yeah. I'm in, like, 6 episodes of a horror podcast. Nah, but and then also like
I had better recordings, but they were deleted.
Yeah, they were deleted. I swear I outshine that guy. I swear. No, but yeah, I just wanted to do this kind of recap episode just to kind of let people know like what's going on with Seven Lamb, formerly known as Shark Dropper. I mean, Shark Dropper's still around, but Seven Lamb's going to be the fictional stuff. So Paralyzed will be under that name. That we're going to have a better release schedule. You won't have to wait too much longer for episodes to be released. And then, yeah, just what's to come with season two. Definitely more David, more Detective Roland, and a lot of new characters and different story. Maybe the woman comes back. Maybe not.
Did you get any comments at all about a character dying? People were like upset.
No. Yeah, I think everybody's fine. Everyone's fine with it.
After Game of Thrones, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, when characters die. I said, it was supposed to be David, Jen, and Ethan, and then I wanted to have some like dramatic tension about like how they're living afterwards. But I still got that with David, like kind of him coping with like all his friends are dead, and essentially like people thinking maybe he did it and stuff. And
done. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
So, anyways, yeah, season two will be out. It's going to be about the same length. There's going to be some special episodes within. And then, yeah, October, Halloween.
It's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's a perfect time.
Yeah, that's why I figured it'll be cool to be releasing at least the first chapter during Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that does it for this recap episode. I can't really direct people anywhere because I'm still working on everything, but eventually you can go to 7lamb.com. Yeah. Just go to blog. Here's where you can go. Go to blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. That's seven spelled out, SevenLamb. If you go there, you can see all the other fictional podcasts that we're doing. We will be releasing a new series called Chair of Swords. It comes out in August, and that's going to be a spoof of Game of Thrones.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be just a spoof comedy about a bunch of different characters, and all of them trying to claim the Chair of Swords. We have End of All Hope, which is our sci-fi apocalyptic podcast, which has about 8 episodes out now. And I'm sure when I do a recap episode for that, I will be apologizing as well because it's been taking a while to get those episodes out. But I'm almost on a schedule. The rest of this year is going to be set to getting on a schedule for all of the podcasts. And then I think that's pretty much it right now. We're going to be releasing more fictional stuff throughout the year. And then definitely by January of next year, we'll be set with everything.
Nice.
So we'll have the website up. We'll have release dates for all of the podcasts. So if you like Paralyzed, don't forget to check out the other podcasts that we're doing. And then also don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. That definitely helps us out. I like seeing like all the reviews. And even if they're 2 stars and, hey, you guys aren't releasing enough, it helps us out.
And leave comments. Read them. Yeah, all.
I read them all. I read the ones where people say Jen sucks as an actor, and I read the ones where they say, you know, you're not releasing enough, and I read the ones where you say it's a great podcast, but then just give me 3 stars. What the hell is that? But yeah, no, definitely rate and review, and yeah, once I get the Patreon page up and running, hopefully people will start donating to that because it'll go right into making these fictional shows.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, that does it for the recap episode. Thanks for being an avid listener of Paralyzed. And stay tuned in October for season 2 of Paralyzed. That's it. All right, JJ. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
See you guys. This has been a 7lamb production.